It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Rebound, Tarasenko, far side. 13 seconds left in regulation time. Can the Senators get one more chance? It's Zub. Now to Sanderson on the point. Back to Stützle. Back to Zub. The shot. Pat save, rebound. And they score. Vladimir Tarasenko had his stick down on the rebound in front, and he banged it in. No chance for Blackwood. 3.3 seconds left in regulation. The Ottawa Senators have a 5-4 lead.
Yeah, we're just not physical enough, and it's not about running people. It's about being hard around the puck and not fishing for pucks and being consistently physical. But, you know, that, and you tie that with our puck play tonight, we didn't really move pucks quickly. There wasn't a lot of anticipation in our game. So you add that up and you get the game that you got tonight.
Yeah, it's obviously a tough ending for us. We've been battling the whole game. I mean, we played hard, just gave up the end. It hurts, but we just got to learn from that and just play full 60 minutes, not play 59, whatever, 57, whatever was it, but just got to play full 60 minutes and carry that game when we tied up the end, like just played it till the overtime.
All right, good morning, everyone. What is happening? The San Jose Sharks fall, giving up the final goal of the game, the game-winning goal with 3.3 seconds left. That's a gut punch. But I think if there's one takeaway from their win in Montreal to their loss in Ottawa, it's how important the start of the game is. And the San Jose Sharks were hot out of the gate in Montreal, and they were slow out of the gate against Ottawa. And you could see that in the chances generated. You could see that in the shots on net. You could see that in just their overall style of play. You heard David Quinn talking about the lack of physicality. You heard Philip Zadina talking about the full 60 minutes. It's not just playing till the final horn, you know, and as opposed to, 1956.3, it is about making sure that when the first drop of the game happens, that you are ready to go at that point. And the Sharks just didn't look like they were ready to go. And you can say, well, it's an early start time. That's 1 o'clock on their bodies. And it's like, well, it's going to feel pretty early on Monday when the puck drops at 9 o'clock Pacific time. And it doesn't matter what your body clock is. It doesn't matter what you're used to. You've got to be ready to go. The Sharks against Montreal took an early 2-0 lead. They were able to use that momentum to carry them to a 3-2 win. In this game, I do give them credit because they went down 2-0 early. There was almost a chance they were going to be down 3-0 early, but they did a review of the goal and found out that there was no goal. It did not cross the line, or at least there was not video evidence of it doing so. But you get down 2-0, and then you've got to fight for your life to get back into that game, and you use such an amount of energy and you use such an amount of overall just pushback to try and get back into the game that sometimes that even if you do take that lead, you know, it's not going to be enough to really carry you through to the end. And I give the Sharks credit. They were always able to fight back, but they were not able to get themselves an expansive enough lead to where they could be comfortable. And Ottawa playing on home ice, that's, the big advantage in this one. They're able to ride the momentum of the crowd. They're able to ride the momentum in the game in a way that the Sharks never were. Sharks, finally get one back just past the halfway point of the first period. It's 2-1 early in the second. They tie it up. Then they take the lead 3-2, and then they give up just two consecutive goals to go down 4-3. They get the equalizer from Zadina, and then again Tarasenko with, now they're saying it was 5 seconds left, I suppose, end up losing this one. But you look at some of the extended stats of this game, and it's like the Sharks were outshot 41-18. That can't be happening. You look at the faceoffs, the Senators won 57% versus the Sharks 43%. They blocked more shots, I suppose the Sharks did, but when you get outshot 41-18, that is not a good enough recipe to go out there and win a game. And, you know, it's a credit to the Sharks that they can get that little offensive productivity and still be in a tie game with time running out, but it's not going to be enough to get you the win. And then you look at the lack of physicality, you look at just the fact that they were kind of sleepy out of the gate. It all added up to a performance that was, again, it was good that they were in a one-goal game, but to me, in my opinion, that didn't look like a one-goal game when all was said and done, and hopefully they're going to be able to respond and have that much better of a performance in their upcoming game against Buffalo, which is now very, very early on Monday morning. They had to stay the night last night in Ottawa because the airport in Buffalo had been closed. Obviously, a big snowstorm hitting the Midwest and the East Coast right now, which pretty much everyone should be aware of if you saw any of the memes yesterday out there from the NFL playoff game. But, you know, right now, the Sharks, hopefully they were able to get a little bit more rest last night, take that time to chill, and then just get into Buffalo and be ready for Monday morning's game. I guess if there are some positive takeaways out of yesterday's game, it's that you got guys who had not been scoring back on the board. Duclair, he hadn't scored for a while. He got the Sharks first goal to get things rolling. Mark-Edward Vlasic, he hadn't scored in over a year. He scored. Kevin LeBanc, he hadn't scored for 11 games, I believe. And then Philip Zadina, he'd been a little bit cold as of late. And it's good to get those guys rolling. Good. Get goals from Duclair, LeBanc, Vlasic, Zadina. But you also, in that situation, are looking for the horses. Where is Hurdle? Where's Hoffman been as of late? He hasn't been on top of his game. I mean, these are all the things that, you know, you need in addition to those depth pieces to help you get over the line in a game like this. And, you know, I give the Sharks credit for getting productivity across the line. You know, like Mario Ferraro, he had a three-point night. I'll take that any day of the week. However, you just need more. You looked and you saw some good effort out there from Justin Bailey. I keep on liking the game that he gives you, but too often than not, the Sharks just looked out-muscled, a little bit out-hustled, and just not, you know, engaged enough at critical moments of the game. And I think that's often what you see when you're getting outshot 41-18. It's like when you do get the puck into the offensive zone, how's your decision-making? What are you doing with it? Where are you going with it? And the Sharks just never looked like they were fully engaged throughout the entirety of the game. And that's something that, you know, needs to change as they go into their next game. So in the second half of the season now, they are 1-1. They got the win against Montreal in game 43, and they lost in Ottawa in game 44. But as this trip continues and as they head back home, they do have three more what I would consider winnable games, and that would be up against Buffalo tomorrow, then Chicago, and then they get a couple days rest before they do play host to Anaheim on Saturday night at the Tank. So hopefully these will be games that the Sharks can continue to compete in. And I also think it's worth noting that, yeah, they were in a position to get a point out of this game, take it to overtime. It didn't go down that way, but that's what you want to see, obviously. You don't want to be getting blown out and getting manhandled the way they were against the LAs, the Edmontons, the Torontos of the world. You know, in the last few games, the Sharks have been much more competitive. They beat Montreal, obviously, and then they lost yesterday's game to Ottawa, but they were still in it right towards the end. Now, Ottawa did look to be a better team than the Sharks by quite a lot yesterday. Again, I think the result was closer than the game played out, but the Sharks were still in it. They still gave themselves a chance, and that'll be the real question as they go into these next couple of games, what they are able to do against teams that we would consider more close to their overall skill level or overall level of talent, or teams that are also in the midst of a rebuild, because that is ultimately where the Sharks are right now. If we look at, you know, where the Sharks are, they are 6 points back of Anaheim, who they will be playing. You look at who they're going to be playing against on Tuesday in Chicago. They're only 3 points back of them. And then you go and you look at Buffalo. Buffalo only has 40 points. Certainly a lot better, almost doubled up what the Sharks have. But, you know, that's not exactly a killer team right now that's going out there and whomping on everyone. But it still does pose a significant challenge for what the Sharks are going to be up against. And the Pacific Division, by the way, is entirely coming to life. The Kraken have won 9 games in a row. That's pretty wild. Edmonton has won 10 games in a row. The Kings have actually cooled. They're only 2-4-4 in their last 10. Vegas is only 3-7 in their last 10. Vancouver on top. They're on a 5-game winning streak. They're 7-2-1. And then you get a team like Calgary, who are relatively cool. They've won 3 in a row. They're 6-4-0. So right now, I mean, things in the Pacific after what was a quiet start, you had Edmonton down, You had Seattle down. Those teams are having a rectification of what we had versus their expectations, and it'll be interesting to see what they can do as we continue into the second half of the season and get closer to the deadline, because that's also something that is probably a factor here. Seattle, underperforming up to this point of the year, probably was thinking, we've got to do something to show our management that we deserve some reinforcements as we get closer to the deadline. And that's part of the push that we're seeing in the conference right now and in the divisions and just everywhere. And you're looking at, red hot teams in the West. It's different than what we've seen in the East as of late, although the Avs have been playing great hockey as of late. If you didn't see the game yesterday, they were down 3-0 to Toronto and came roaring back with 2 in the second and 3 in the third. They're a really, really good team. I know last year Colorado was defined by injury, and they are healthy right now, and they are playing some really, really good hockey. McKinnon had a goal and an assist. Rantanen, a goal and an assist. Go watch the highlights from that one again. That was just it was crazy to watch Colorado just come back into that game after being down 3-0 in the first period. And, that's the difference between where the Sharks are and where the Avs are, if you want to make a not exactly apples to apples comparison, but one team is able to absorb an early deficit like that and the other team isn't. When you are a team like the Avs, you have the offensive firepower, you have the horses to say, okay, we had a bad period, let's recover. The Sharks, you get down 2-0 early, that's a hard hill to climb up if you're looking at them. You can't dig yourself out of that hole for where the Sharks are. I mean, it has happened, but that doesn't mean it's something that you can necessarily rely on, whereas the Avs probably feel that almost any deficit that's single digits, they can probably shoot their way back into it. And I would hope that for the Sharks that this was a bit of a learning experience in terms of one game to the next versus how they were against Montreal and versus how they were against Ottawa. It's like, what are you doing when it's the first couple minutes of the game? How is your compete level? And one of the things, we saw David Quinn screaming about, and I use that term lightly. I don't think he was screaming. I think he was being emphatic. But when they were doing the review for the goal that they thought maybe scored that would have given Ottawa a 2-0 lead, Quinn was saying, like, hey, you got to go get the puck. You can't just go wait for it. And there was too often guys just standing around, didn't look engaged. They weren't going after the puck when it was anyone's puck out there on the ice and not reacting. And that's the whole thing. It's like the Sharks were the reactive team across the board yesterday. They weren't giving Ottawa a whole lot to react about, except for the brief moment when the Sharks, scored, a couple of goals and were up 3-2, but it didn't take long for Ottawa to respond and retake the lead. The Sharks did tie, but they were always the reactive team. It's something I talk about over and over. The Sharks at this point are not able to dictate the terms of the game very often. They did in Montreal, but a big part of that was they took a 2-0 lead early, and that on the road, you put the home team in that situation to chase the game. Yeah, you got to ride your home crowd and your home momentum, but that's still a very, very difficult scenario as opposed to going 2 down on the road where you don't have a crowd at your back. You don't have much in the way of wind at your sails. You have to generate everything. You're going to have a tough time getting back into that game. And that's exactly what we saw out of this contest between the Sharks and Ottawa yesterday. The Sharks got down early and it was pretty hard for them to generate momentum. And even when they did, it was short-lived, and Ottawa was able to give themselves, a chance to get right back into the game and eventually had that push and that gust at the end to get themselves a win. None of that's happening when you're on the road. That is just not how it's going to go down. That's not how it's going to be for a team where the Sharks are right now. So again, hopefully lesson learned and hopefully processed and actualized by the time they have that 9 a.m. Pacific drop against Buffalo on Monday morning. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we are going to get into some post-game reaction, and I had a chance to chat with Philip Zadina earlier this week. That's all coming up next on Morning Tide, presented by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Sharks keep the pressure on. Offensive zone. Root of the drive. That's deflected wide. Where's the rebound? Ferraro tips it. Zetterlund gets it. Back to Hurdle. Shoots it on net. Deflected by the defense. I think Shabbat again got a stick on that. Rebound not cleared out. What a keep in by Ferraro. Feeds Hurdle over to the right. Here's a shot. Sedina shoots and scores. Philip Sedina from Hurdle and Ferraro. What a job to keep the puck in the zone. And then what a pass. A brilliant one-timer. And Philip Sedina just tied the game 4-4 with 3:04 to play.
It's obviously like it's a tough one, obviously, but we can take something from that we have a team that we can tie the games at the very end of the game. So just it's unfortunate that we lost that one and cost us the whole game. So it's obviously tough, but gotta learn from that and be better next game.
Philip Zadina's goal and then post-game reaction bringing us back in here on a Sunday morning on Morning Tide as the Sharks fell to the Ottawa Senators by a final of 5-4, giving up the final goal, the game-winning goal, with just 5 seconds remaining in the game. Obviously, a deflating way to lose. And I'm of two minds of Zadina's comments there, because yes, they do show that they have the ability to fight back and tie a game, but they were down 2-0 in this game early, and they had to fight to get their way back into it. And yes, they did take a 3-2 lead, but that disappeared and turned into a 4-3 deficit. They got the equalizer later on, but were not able to carry that momentum into what we would want, which would be at least a point, taking it to overtime and giving yourself a chance to walk away with the win. Mackenzie Blackwood had another very, very strong performance. Zadina weighed in on his goalie after the game.
Both goalies are holding us above the water the whole season. And, you know, they're playing really well. Just obviously it's hard for them to face every night over 30 shots each night. So it's obviously hard for them, but they've done a really good job so far. And we have to be better in the defensive zone around the net so we don't give up these type of goals at these type of moments.
As did head coach David Quinn.
He did pretty much. He was outstanding. He's been outstanding all year. And, you know, I'm just really, really disappointed because, you know, we did a lot of good things in Montreal and didn't follow it up tonight.
And that's been the case for a lot of this season from the San Jose Sharks. They have simply not given their goalies the support that they most definitely deserved, which is feeding into another narrative of the Sharks kind of taking a step forward and a step back. They'll play a good game and then they'll drop back and not be able to follow it up.
I think that's certainly part of it. I just think when you've had the year we've had, you really start getting a little bit deflated regardless of the situation, and you know, it really weighs on you, but you know, you're professionals and you got to shake through it.
Anthony Duclair spoke after the game as he got a goal yesterday and helped the Sharks get back into it, and sounded simultaneously dejected but hopeful for what's coming up next for San Jose.
Yeah, I mean, I think the boys did a pretty good job of battling back there, show some character, show some heart. You know, obviously, you know, it's tough to go down that way, especially in the last few seconds there. But, you know, that's the thing we got to continue on improving on, is playing a full 60 and right to the end there.
The full 60. You can go back to the start of last year and all throughout the entirety of last season. You can look at everything we've been through this year, and that full 60 as a commentary keeps on rearing its head, because the San Jose Sharks have had a difficult time playing throughout the entirety of the game. They've had moments of collapse. They've had moments or entire games that have gotten away from them, and they've been able to get themselves back into games like we saw in last night's game. But it's all about the entirety. It's all about being able to play from the start to the finish, and the Sharks are not that team yet. And they are, over the course of time, trending in the right direction. I know that seems counterintuitive to say after you've just had a 12-game losing streak and you've lost now 13 out of your last 14 games, but I think overall the product is better, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be in a position to win a lot of games, especially if you're going down 2-0 early. All right, like I said, I spoke with Philip Zadina earlier this week. This is that interview. Mr. Zadina, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I imagine the plane ride last night was a bit lighter in mood as opposed to the plane ride after the loss in Toronto.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. It was a way different ride than we had the other night. Obviously, I felt amazing that, you know, we won and ended that streak.
Yeah, I mean, just not to focus on the negative, but, you know, how much does that losing weigh on the team? I know that David Quinn talked about it after the loss in Toronto, saying that, you know, he doesn't care who you are, it weighs on you. Which I thought, you know, he was being very honest and very, you know, forthright, which I think everybody appreciated. But I mean, from the player's perspective, you know, there were so many games along the way where you guys put in efforts that felt like you could have won, like the game against, you know, Detroit at home, or the game against Winnipeg at home, the game in Colorado on New Year's Eve. Like, you know, the breaks just didn't go your guys' way.
Yeah, obviously, like, we had a bunch of games that they were close, but, you know, obviously we had a few games that weren't that close. So we had some up and downs. You know, we couldn't really finish. We didn't score that much goals to get some lead in the game or something like that. So mostly we were trying to chase the game. And obviously against those teams, we had to play as it's pretty hard. So, it was a tough streak. And as you said, like, it's not really easy, you know, for the players, because we care about, you know, the team and we care about the game. So it's really hard, you know, to face that that streak we had. And we're like relieved that we won the game last night, and now we can, you know, start thinking better, you know, clearly and play better hockey.
Which hurts more, the tight losses, like a 2-1 to Winnipeg or 1-0 to Arizona or a 7-1 to Toronto?
I mean, it doesn't really matter at the end, because we lost, you know, so it hurts the same way. Like, if it's close or not close, we still lose the game. But obviously, like, if it's closer game, when we have a chances to tie the game or you know, to push it to the overtime or something like that, it hurts a little bit more. But at the end, it's a loss. It's a loss. So it's doesn't really make the difference.
Tell me about just the way the last night's game unfolded. Obviously, Cunning's goal, you know, to get you guys a lead early, and then obviously you helped Fabian Zetterlund get a big goal that gave you guys a 2-0 lead. You know, obviously, you can't relax at that point, but for you guys to be on the road and to get those two goals and not be chasing a game, it had to feel like for the first time in a while you guys were in control.
Yeah, exactly. It felt pretty good when we scored the first and second pretty early in the game, so we have that lead. So it kind of, like, you know, gets you going more than chasing the game, you know, from the start. So just felt good, and we done the right things. That's why we, you know, scored the goals, and we just kept going, playing the full 60 minutes.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the full 60-minute effort. It's one of those lines that, you know, people throw out there and almost kind of carelessly, but I think that was really evident in the way that the team closed the game, because they brought on the extra attacker. They took it from a 3-1 to a 3-2 game, and they kept on pressing. And it seemed like, you know, the team did a very good job of funneling things to the outside. And, of course, Mackenzie Blackwood made some huge saves.
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly. Blackie was break wall in that. So he made up a huge save at the end of the game. And, I mean, during the game, he was playing excellent. And, obviously, we played well defensively the last 5 minutes, and so we gave up one goal, but you know, we stuck together and played the right way, and finished the game with 2 points. So it was great.
And then, you know, before the game on, what was it, Wednesday, we saw that you guys had a lighter practice. Looked like you guys were doing teal versus whites, and the losing team had to do some push-ups, but it looked like everybody was having a good time. How much did that help going into last night's game?
Obviously, like, the head of, like, the mindset is a big part of how we play the game. So obviously with the drill and the practice we had, like, we felt good. We practiced very well, and I think it moved forward to the game that we started on time. We started, you know, really hard on the forecheck and stuff like that. So it's obviously nice to have, like, this kind of practice to, you know, keep your mind off of that streak we had and focus for the game and with the right mindset.
I mean, it looked like today you guys were having some fun as well. Some of the pictures I saw, I think Duclair was sitting on top of Eklund on the bench, and just, you know, if obviously, like we talked about earlier, like, everybody's got to be in a much better mood this morning and, you know, after last night's win than even you were after the practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, it's when the team is winning, it's a different story than when the team is losing. So obviously, we felt pretty good today.
Yeah, no, I would imagine so. And then, you know, what do you guys have to do to keep it rolling into Ottawa?
just playing the same way like we played in Montreal, start on time, be heavy on forecheck, and then when we create the chances, we get a score, and just play the right way for the full 60 minutes and put maximum effort in every each of shift we have during the game, and I believe we'll have the way to success for the next game.
It seemed like all the forwards last night were very, very active with your sticks on the forecheck and in the neutral zone, and you guys did a really good job of funneling them to the outside. And obviously, you know, they made their push and they still made McKenzie work. But you know, how much of that, you know, we always see something that works in one game, right? Like, but how much of that can always be repeated from one game to the next? Like, if it was that easy, you know, you guys would be 82-0, or every team would be for that. It's like, oh, well, yeah, if you defend well and you know, create, it's so obvious that it's clearly not that easy.
Yeah, well, it's not really that easy, but like, if we can set up the mindset for the full 60 minutes to play the way we need to, it's gonna be easier game to play, obviously, not to force much and not to do some extra stuff, just rely on each other and just really to play the full 60 minutes the right way. And I believe that's the thing how you can win the games.
Tell me about your game right now and how you feel about it, because the one thing that I've noticed with you is that, and maybe I didn't pay as much attention to your career beforehand, and I knew who you were and seen you play, but it seems like you've gotten faster as the year has gone on. It seems like there's more jump to your skating in particular as compared to earlier in the season. Is that just you just kind of being more comfortable in the overall system, or do you think you feel better now than you did earlier in the year?
Yeah, I mean, just try to do the same thing over and over, even when even at the beginning of the season, feel pretty much a little more comfortable, I guess, because you know, it's the first few games was new team, like new system, new everything, so it's just kind of like takes a little while to, you know, to get settled with everything, but you know, just when the season's going, like, just you know, you don't think about that stuff. You just play. Just try to, you know, play hard, play the right way, and everything. You know, it's easier and a little bit more simple.
And then, how much more comfortable are you with, you know, all your teammates now? Because obviously, you know, it was easy for you to get along with, you know, Tommy and Jan and Radim, but you know, that's easy because it's like, okay, these guys, they're all from the same country. We know each other a little bit. We know of each other. And it's easy to glom onto those guys when you're in a new place. But do you feel like you know everybody that much more better now compared to, you know, just, you know, 2 short months ago?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It just takes time to, you know, to not really meet everybody, but, like, feel them on the ice where they are, where, you know, where everybody's supposed to be. Just know where each other, you know, what they're thinking of, like, read after each other. So it just takes a little some time, but I believe we're at that time right now that, you know, we know perfectly each other, and just trying to do the, you know, trying to help each other on the ice of the ice. So it's it makes it easier.
And then just in terms of your afternoon now, after you're done with me, you get the rest of the day off and you get to chill before you guys have a relatively early start tomorrow. But you know, what's the plan for you? Do you get a nap? Are you going to go see a movie, go get some dinner? What's the big plan?
Yeah, well, just it's pretty simple. Just going to take a nap right now to just chill a little bit, and then it's a dinner time. So we're going somewhere with a couple guys, just have a good time and you know, be ready for tomorrow.
Nice, man. Sounds good. Well, I will let you get to that nap and go get some dinner, but thank you for your time, and I will see you when you're back here in the Bay Area, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Again, that was Philip Zadina joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network as we are just about out of time. Be sure to join us early tomorrow morning, 8:30 pregame, 9 o'clock go time, as the Sharks are in Buffalo taking on the Sabres and looking to bounce back after a 5-4 loss in Ottawa. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
Stützle dancing to the right side, spins, got it back. Good keep in by the skate of Chychrun. He loses the check of Eklund. Eklund now a second chance. Does a really good job to steal the puck. 2-on-1 for the Sharks. It's Granlund moving in with Duclair. Granlund over to Duclair. Now in front. Vlasic the shot. Score! Mark-Edouard Vlasic, the trailer, gets his first goal of the year. What a brilliant setup. And the Sharks have tied it 2-2.